With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. One hopeful sign from the Israeli-Hamas ceasefire, an increase in food distribution at a number of sites in Gaza. Correspondent Charles de la Desma.
Images released by the UN's World Food Programme on Tuesday show the distribution of food moving smoothly in the Gaza Strip. The head of the WFP in Gaza, Willy Nayeko, says his aim is to scale up aid deliveries inside Gaza amid the ceasefire.
As the ceasefire holds, we plan on expanding to 145 of the sites throughout the Gaza Strip.
WFP is aiming to provide up to 1.6 million people with bread, wheat, flour and food boxes in the first 3 months of the ceasefire. I'm Charles de la Desma.
The Pentagon now says a new press corps of 60 journalists who have agreed to follow a new media policy being welcomed into the building to cover the United States military. Those reporters have not been identified. Virtually all mainstream journalist outlets last week refused to sign a new policy, which they said would restrict them. Police have charged the mother of a baby who was abandoned in New York.
She's a 30-year-old Queens woman and faces charges of abandoning and endangering a child. The newborn was left Monday at a passageway at the 34th Street Penn Station subway stop during the morning rush hour. Commuters saw the newborn in blankets, alerting police the baby was taken to the hospital in stable condition. New York's safe haven law allows parents to leave a newborn at safe places like hospitals, firehouses, police stations, without prosecution, but notification must be made. Julie Walker, New York.
Researchers say COVID vaccines might be able to stop cancer. This is SRN News. The president of a Catholic school is rejecting the Catholic Church.
Georgetown University was founded in 1789, 6 years after the end of the Revolutionary War, and is the oldest Catholic school in America. But the institution will next be led by a man who says, quote, "I reject the church's teachings on homosexuality." One might think this would disqualify Eduardo Peñalver for the job, but he's been hired as Georgetown's new president beginning in 2026. He is currently president of Seattle University. Michael Harrington reporting.
Jews in Israel are arguing over the potential end of an exemption for religious students from compulsory service in the military. The growing dispute follows a ruling last year by the Israeli Supreme Court ordering the government to begin drafting ultra-Orthodox Jewish men into the military. There had been a long-standing exemption. This is SRN News. The Super Bowl halftime headliner will not be changed, despite facing opposition from the White House and millions of Americans.
The NFL is not considering dropping Bad Bunny as its Super Bowl halftime headline performer. Commissioner Roger Goodell made that clear Wednesday at the league's annual fall owners meeting. Goodell said the league is accustomed to getting blowback for its entertainment choices, given the size and breadth of its fan base. The Puerto Rican artist has been vocal in his opposition to U.S. President Donald Trump and his policies. Trump, on a conservative TV news network, called the NFL's decision crazy and ridiculous. I'm Gethin Coolball.
Tesla reports it sold more vehicles in the last 3 months after boycotts hit hard earlier in the year. However, profits were still down during that same period. More details at srnnews.com.